There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, and we welcome your phone calls, your questions, your comments at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Did I say that too fast, Todd? Todd's kind of he's the traffic cop around here.
Yeah, blame me. I'm the bad guy.
Place when I need to. Well, I heard you say yesterday, I say it too fast. I think it was the MyPillow number, wasn't it? I said too fast or something.
Well, yeah, it is because it's not like everybody's on the edge of their seat ready to write down a number at any point in time. But it seems like every day somebody calls. I can never catch the number. So
okay.
I wanted to make sure to say it nice and slow. So
800, that would be 8 and a 0 and a 0. Then a 2.
He's
and a 2.
Smart guy.
And an 8. Okay, so it's 800-228-0550. There you go. Now,
brother,
if that was slow enough to write it down, then put it in your favorites, and you've always got it. And by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have this telephone number, the What's on Your Mind line. Whenever you want to talk about something you've seen in the news or heard about or saw firsthand that you want us to dig into, do it. 855. That's an 8, followed by a 5, followed by a 5. And then 200, and then 1776. It's a pretty special number, so you'll remember that one for sure. 855-200-1776. Whenever you call, you press 1. That allows you to leave us a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Okay? The mayor of Watford City, North Dakota, Brent Sanford, will join us. He testified yesterday before a House committee, the Finance and Tax Committee, on House Bill 1476. This is the bill we've been talking about the last couple of days that would flatten out North Dakota's oil tax. I guess is the best way to do it, and get rid of the triggers and just go with a set amount. But that's only assuming next month that the trigger kicks in. I'm scratching my head over this because I'm trying to debate what's good policy for the long term, okay? And then saying, well, you know, well, we're only going to do this if the trigger actually kicks in. Aren't we talking about the triggers being bad? And not so, you know, I am firmly in the camp of saying, and you heard Rich Wardner kind of agree, but he said, I don't think we'd have the votes. So it's not the politics aren't there. Well, we're the voters. Let us decide this stuff. All right. And it's our money they're dealing with anyway. Okay. It's not the people that are there. They represent us, right? Let them hear from you. If you're a royalty owner, I'd be letting them know right now. And by the way, I'm much more concerned about royalty owners. Those are real folks that are neighbors, that are kids are going to school with our kids and, you know, sitting in the pew next to us at church and everything else. Because they technically own the oil, right? Oil companies buy it and lease it, but who owns it? You know, and again, I would argue that if we spent the time saying, all right, with the change, the dollars go into that pot. Without the change, they go into that pot. So my argument is, if this change, just picking a number out of the air, results in $2 billion less into the state coffers, those $2 billion are going to go into the coffers of oil companies, which will then say, okay, that's another rig I can do. That's another frack job I can do. And every one of those rigs and every one of those frack jobs and every one of those well service things means I need more people. And there's a housing and they have to eat. And where are we going to put them up? Where do they live? And what do they buy? All that ripple effect that we've seen firsthand. And our next guest has seen it better than anybody. So we're going to chat with Mayor Sanford about that. Ron Ness was not able to join us. He did testify yesterday, but didn't testify in favor of this change. He testified neutral, partly for the reason I'm saying that, you know, that this is really sort of an insurance policy on the backs of the oil companies right now to do this only if the trigger kicks in next month and the $5 billion in revenue is lost. I mean, it doesn't make much sense. So Anyway, we'll talk about that. I'm going to tell you also about the Williston Area Builders Association Home and Garden Show that is coming up this weekend. Our pals from Miracle Chair are going to be there. I want to tell you about that. Our pals at Heat Alls, a great story to tell today on the program, and much more coming up this hour on What's on Your Mind. Okay. The mayor of Watford City, North Dakota, one of the busiest places on the planet, Brent Sanford, is here with us today on the program. Brent, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Scott. Pleasure to be here as always.
Thank you for joining us. So you, as the mayor of, I find this interesting, and, you know, if this is unfair, you tell me. But you're obviously the mayor of one of the busiest cities in North Dakota because of the oil and gas boom. And you have made some compelling cases for more investment by the state dollars into the city of Watford City and the county of McKenzie County because of what you're enduring right now is going on, from roads to bridges to schools to the infrastructure so that more housing can be built, all of those things. Yet yesterday you were testifying for something that ultimately would mean less in the long run, less tax dollars. Why?
Well, it's pretty simple, actually, Scott, because in the short term, if the trigger hits, the revenue losses for the state are going to be so devastating that it actually has made this compelling argument of finally deciding to do something about this tax setup that we have because of the problem we've had within the legislature with budgeting for this biennium and with what we're facing with the trigger looming. And the oil does look better today. It's $56, but yeah, it's still going to take some $60 oil at the end of this month to break the average for April above the trigger mark. And so if everybody's expecting April to be below the trigger. And May, we don't know what's going to happen in May. We know that some wells are going to start to get completed. We know that some oil is going to come out of storage. We know that there's talk about Iran bringing oil out of storage and putting oil back on the market. Nobody knows. And so now when oil is in that $50 range, $55 range, everybody is looking at the trigger again. 2 years ago, it was hard to get anyone to focus on the trigger. But today, everybody's focused on it. And so my point was, it's time to do something about the trigger. We cannot let this trigger go into effect and reduce our tax rate from 11.5% down to 5% on these new wells. You get half the oil in the first year and a half or 2 years of that well, and all of that would be tax-free if the trigger stays in effect. And in addition to all the other wells that are producing, would reduce from 6.5% down to 4%. It's a lot of billions that we're going to lose in the short term. And I've always agreed with the fact that it's bad tax policy, that a predictable fixed rate would be better. But the dollars we're going to lose in the meantime are dollars that have gone to water projects like Western Area Water Supply, tax relief for the entire state. It goes into the Common School Trust Fund and education funds that are the permanent trust funds. And most importantly, it helps fill the SIF bucket, the state, the incentive and infrastructure fund. I mean, that's where the $1 billion came from for the surge funding for this time. So not only do we receive funds out of gross production taxes, the local oil producing political sub, but there's been wonderful projects statewide that have come because of this extraction tax. I don't think we can afford to see it trigger and go away. We don't know how long it'll take to come back. There's testimony yesterday that it was gone for 17 years when it was first put into place. We don't know what the Saudis are going to do. We don't know if oil is going to hover at $55 for 5 years. What if it doesn't? Fine. I think that what it does is makes a more stable environment, and more competitive environment for the oil companies to move rigs back from Oklahoma and Texas, as we've been hearing about the last 2 days, where the rates are cheaper. They're 7%, and they don't have a $10 to $12 reduction for freight discount that we have up here. So I tell you what, we're a high-cost location for producing oil, and now half of the rigs have gone. So there is a second part of this, not only the revenue we lose in the short term, but having an environment where the investors would bring those rigs back and continue our economic growth that we've had. So it's a two-pronged argument. It's a hard decision for the legislators to have to consider giving up 2% of their tax, and that was most of the discussion yesterday, was what the 2% we're giving up is going to add up to this. But there's a piece that Rich Wardner touched on, that there will be more investment. Oil companies reinvest their excess funds in drilling more wells, which creates more sales tax, more jobs, more income tax. Our whole economy grows at a greater pace if there's more investment from from the businesses. So
I would love, and you make a very good argument there. I would love for something you could just put on a one sheet to have people understand that, because most of the arguments yesterday that you were, I mean, there were very few arguments in favor, right? I mean, as I mentioned, Ron Nestle of the Petroleum Council was against, or was neutral, and
the greater chamber and myself. And I really wasn't expecting to stand up and testify. I was more there to listen to what was going on because of the ramifications to us, and just being glad that we're addressing the trigger. But this bill needs to have support for the legislators that are putting it forward, because it's controversial. There was a lot of testimony against, but this is such a complex issue. I think that a lot of the testimony against wasn't looking at the flip side, that we could chase away a lot of this business, a lot of this economy, if they deem it to be unfair.
What's the best use of those dollars if it's go to the state, or have it go to the companies where the ripple effect ultimately brings more to the state, more to the cities and the counties, is the definite argument. More of Brent Sanford after a short time out. Mayor Watford City, our guest on What's on Your Mind, will continue after a short time out.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Remember the Plymouth Horizon? You remember those things, a little boxy? I actually found somebody that would admit their first car was a 1988 Plymouth Horizon. It was Tracy Ogstend, who is the manager of the Hedalls location down in Yankton, South Dakota. I had a great conversation with Tracy the other day. And she is really a delight. Been in the auto parts business for a number of years, down at that location since 1993. And everything from bookkeeper to, you know, work the counter and now the manager. And she and her husband love cars. They're car people, just like everybody. You know, lug nuts to paint. They do it all. So it's kind of fun. And she was a little embarrassed, but she did tell me about the Plymouth Horizon. 1988 stick shift, and she said that her husband gave her a bad time. Said after the Pacer, they made the Horizon, but it got from point A to point B, so it was okay. And by the way, her husband, he's got like an '89 Corvette, he's got a Camaro, he's got a '66 Chevelle, he's got all the fun stuff. So they tinker on them all. Heedals has it; they have the part that you need, everything to keep the family car running, or you know, restoring that first ride to full glory. I don't know if you'd want to restore the Plymouth Horizon or not, but maybe the Chevelle. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, now, wait a minute. There was the twin was the Dodge Omni, and Shelby made a Dodge Omni GLH. You know what that stood for?
I don't.
Goes like hell. Now, that one you might want to restore, but
it probably
not just the base model.
I don't know. Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, you'll find the Heedals location near you at Heedals.com. Heedals has it. Great folks. Great, great people in every one of their locations. And ask them about their first car. You'll get a good story from our friends at Heedals. 22 past the hour. Finishing with Brent Stanford, the mayor of Watford City. One of only two individuals to testify in favor of House Bill 1476. That, to me, is a sad testimony, quite honestly. I mean, I think the Petroleum Council has some legitimate concerns here. They're saying if it's good policy, do it good policy and actually want a rate at 9 rather than 9.5% to get closer to Texas and Oklahoma. But the vast majority of the people were the folks that have their hand out, right? It was the AFL-CIO, it was the Farmers Union, the teachers, you know, North Dakota United, all the folks that are just worried about, you know, their little fiefdom. And again, if we go back to having that piece of white paper, Brandon, you know, maybe you could you know, put on your economist hat from your days at Dyke Bailey and cook this up for me. If folks could just follow a dollar and say, where would you rather a dollar be, in the coffers of state government or in the hands of private business, where is the best bank? Because in my mind, the AFL-CIO and the Farmers Union, the Teachers Union could follow that dollar and say, you know what, it is better over there. It is better over there. If we're going to take them from 11.5% down to 9 or 9.5%, here's what will happen. It'll go to the company. They'll be able to, you know, invest that back into additional rigs, additional drill site operations. And Watford City is a great example of what can happen when the private investment is there, right? I mean, you've seen it firsthand and been drinking from a fire hose the last number of years, not in an easy way. But ultimately, some of the fruits of the labor, of your labor and so many other folks up there are paying off now with the bypasses and more infrastructure, and we're catching up. Am I crazy here to think that the dollars are better spent in the private sector?
Well, no. I think a fundamental premise of an economy or government or anything is that you need to have more activity. You need to have more commercial activity, and then what spins off from that are jobs and tax revenues and such. And all of us in the room yesterday were united in one thing. There's not anybody that said, we want the trigger to hit. Nobody wants that to happen. All the groups that spoke in opposition are just as afraid of the trigger hitting as I was. But the reason that I testified for this is mainly because of to support the legislature in the move to address the trigger. I've been waiting for that all session. I know there's been discussion about it all session. I know there's been discussion in previous legislative sessions. It's time to make this less confusing, to flatten it out. And there has to be some give and take. And your caller before, when Rich Wardner was on, talked about optimizing and balancing. Basically, your taxpayer and your taxing entity need to be somewhat in balance. So there's got to be some give and take, I would assume. If you're going to take away this huge incentive at the bottom of the price structure for the oil companies, you got to have some consideration for giving some off the top as well. Otherwise, it's just giving them a tremendous tax hike. And there was a lot of discussion in yesterday in the testimony about the fact that if it's not right, just leave it in the ground. And the three affiliated tribes spoke of leaving it in the ground, and Ron Ness spoke of leaving it in the ground. And these leases are held, so the option is there to just leave their oil in the ground. If the price isn't right, the taxes aren't right, the transportation isn't right, cost of doing business isn't right, they can leave it in the ground. Then we have no taxes to do any of these things that any of the groups in opposition or myself are worried about doing, with the water projects, the tax relief, the education funding, the SIF fund having a balance so that we can do more of these investment projects.
Let's see, Adam in Fargo has a question for our guest. Brent Sanford, Mayor of Watford City. Go ahead, Adam, with your question or comment.
So I was just thinking that if the state is looking at reforming the extraction tax, and we're discussing the possible impact on the people in the area and in the state in general, why not reconsider the extraction tax? And instead of taxing the companies and just lining the coffers of the state, why not look at a bigger and better impact, and instead of taxing all those states, tax and pay the citizens of the state? Because that's going to have a very big impact. It's going to raise all boats. Everybody is going to be better off because of it. And then we're less concerned about oversight at the state level, and there are going to be less people with their hands out because everybody is benefiting from it. And
are you talking about some sort of variation on Alaska, or there's state-owned mineral rights and there's payouts to citizens? Is that where you're going?
Yeah, something like that. That why not blaze new trails and figure out something that we can do that's going to make everybody happier instead of just the people in government.
All right, Adam, appreciate that. Thanks, Brent. Any comment?
Well, I believe that's a lot of the reasons and rationale for the property tax relief that has been funded for the state. There's been hundreds of millions of dollars of property tax relief that goes out to every person that owns a piece of property in the state, and you see it on your property tax bill, and I guess I'd like to point out that money comes from the gross production tax that is redistributed, portions of it are redistributed back to local political subs in the oil producing counties, and from extraction tax. So it is being sent back to the citizens in that manner, as well as funding these other projects and keeping taxes down. With the funds directly from this tax versus raising sales taxes, which would affect everyone, or raising or further property tax growth in the local subs, So I guess that some of it is coming back directly in that form.
28 past the hour, about out of time. Anything quickly you want to say before we let you go?
No, thanks for the time, and I guess we'll look forward to another busy day and seeing how this goes through the Senate, see what kind of the same testimony, if we just repeat ourselves, or what's going to happen, it'll be interesting.
House Bill 1476 will be before the Senate Finance and Tax Committee 2 o'clock this afternoon. Get there. Be part of the process. Mayor Brent Sanford, Watford City, thank you. Mayor, appreciate it very much. Good to chat with you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll get back to your calls, emails, too.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Have you heard me talk about the miracle chair before? The state-of-the-art relax to zero ultimate luxury experience. Zero gravity, heat therapy, full body massage. It detects your body shape and everything, so it just like custom designs to you and then does this advanced massage mode that's just like unbelievable. We call it the miracle chair because it'd be just 15 minutes in this chair and you get up and think all those little aches and pains are gone, and it's incredible. Anyway, it's been a great product. A lot of our listeners have bought them over the years, and Jerry Breyer up the Gold Silver Exchange in Grand Forks saw these at the State Fair in Minnesota years ago and kind of founded the company and then said, you know, these things are just too good. So he bought a bunch of them and sells them at a really good price now. He is actually going to be in Williston. And so he wanted us to let our fine listeners know, if you take in the Williston Home and Garden Show this weekend, you're going to find him there, and you can don't take my word for it. Just get in this thing and check it out. So it'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the Home and Garden Show, and I think the hours are 2 to 7 on Friday and Saturday 11 to 7, and then Sunday from 11 to 4 that they're open and going. So should be a lot of fun. Take it in and look for Jerry Breyer. And by the way, when you're there, he's going to be sampling a product that is really incredible. And I'm not a coffee drinker, so I haven't tried this one. My wife did and said it's fantastic. She said to me on Monday, what was that coffee you had me drink? Because I've lost 2 pounds, and I'm starting to think it was something to do with the coffee. Well, there's this product called Prevail. If you drink coffee and you want to lose weight, this is a treat. It's a new all-natural slim roast weight loss coffee that helps you lose weight and feel great by drinking 2 cups a day. And it's like a dark Italian slim roast weight loss loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. And people are buzzing about this all over the country right now. Testimonies on this are phenomenal, including my own wife, who just said, what's the deal? 2 pounds over the weekend. And I didn't know this, but coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world. Do you know that? Next to water. And it's also the second largest traded commodity in the world, next to oil. So I'd love to get you a free sample of this. And if you actually go to the show this weekend in Williston, you can get a free sample. But if you can't make it, I'll give you a website and a telephone number. And you can leave your information, and they'll get you a free sample of this. And then you can just find out for yourself. Just try it yourself. It's free, so nothing to lose. 877-383-6054. 877-383-6054. Leave your name and mailing address, and you'll get a free sample. Okay, or you can go to slimroast.com. And you can order up a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com. We have it in the Hannon House. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. So Check it out this weekend. 25 before the top of the hour. A lot of emails I've not got to, and a full half hour to chat. Ryan Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council was going to join us on the program today and ended up with a meeting, unable to join us. I did ask for his testimony, though, because I think I want you to understand a little bit about the debate there. This is not an easy one. And it goes to an email. An email that came in from a listener. Let me see. I've got a bunch here I got to get to. So many of them here. Scott, do you know if this legislature had any spending cuts or was everything increased? If the spending was increased, I guess the Republicans are not any better than Democrats. I would have liked an income tax cut. I'm tired of working my butt off so the legislature can waste my money. It wasn't the question I was thinking of, but it's a good question. First of all, we don't know yet, right? They're getting to the actual numbers, but I'm guessing when they get all said and done, it sounds like they're going to end up with about a 6% increase each year over the next 2 years. Is that right? Is that what it ended up? And so, you know, spending will increase. There is, again, that $850 million in tax, in property tax relief, and they were in total working on a package of around $1 billion in tax relief, which is pretty good given the fact that they anticipate revenue is going to be down considerably. That property tax relief, everything you have been getting, you're getting. Now, there's some cases where local folks are spending more, so you're not necessarily seeing the relief. Take it up with your commission member. Take it up with the city folks, county folks, park board, school district, because a lot of times those are where the dollars are going. And in some cases, they vote on it. I know, like in Grafton, somebody the other day said to me, well, wait a minute, my property tax rate didn't go on. Well, you voted on did you vote for the new school? Yep. Okay. Well, you're paying more because of that. I mean, but the point is the state dollars, the property tax relief is there. I don't think they finished on the income tax side. I hope they do. I know the Senate went thumbs down on a tiny little income tax relief. I'm all for it. They ought to do it. But the House is still in favor of that. So some things will happen in the final days here. Here's the question I was thinking of from Cal. If over the last 4 years, the rate, he's talking now about, again, the extraction, the oil tax. We always got to think of this. The extraction tax is 6.5%. The production tax is 5%. Together, oil companies pay 11.5% right now. The extraction tax triggers on and off, small trigger, big trigger, based on the price of oil. They're a month away from it triggering off to zero, from 6.5% to zero. There's a bill before the legislature, 2 o'clock today. They'll debate it in the Senate Finance and Tax Committee. It passed yesterday in the House that would say, tell you what, it's not going to go from 6.5 to zero like it would if this price stays below an average of 55.09 or whatever it is, 55.09 next month as well. But we'll flatten it. We'll take it down from the 11.5 down to 9.5. Right? And that's what they're debating. If the big trigger comes in, then we'll give you relief. I'm saying, isn't it better policy not to have these triggers and the uncertainty of what's going to come in versus not? I mean, that's where my argument is on this one. That's where Ryan Ness is at. We're going to talk about this. Here's the question. If over the last 4 years the rate was reduced to the 9.5, how much of a reduction would have it meant in tax dollars? Good question. I don't know the answer. I'm going to get it for you tomorrow on the program, Cal. Okay? And then I'd like us to have this debate. If over the last 4 years, how much less would have come in if it was 9.5 versus 11.5? And I'm going to, again, use a rough number. Let's say it's $1 billion. Would have meant $1 billion less to the state and $1 billion more in royalty owners' pockets. In the folks that pay the tax, okay? And a lot of people pay the tax. Just had somebody send me a note, said he's not an oil company. You know, it's not only operators that pay the extraction tax. He has a disposal well and takes some oil off of that. So they get it. His point is the state double dips. And, you know, the state does just fine. But let's say that number, to answer that caller's question, is $1 billion. Over the last 4 years, we're going to find out exactly what it was, but if over the last 4 years the rate was reduced to the 9.5, how much of a reduction would have that meant in tax dollars? What happens to the money? Where does the money go? How will that money be used? That's what I'd like a debate about. And I believe if we had a debate about that, we wouldn't be saying, we'll do this only if the trigger hits. I'm only going to do this if you're going to sock it to me. That's a bad way to run a railroad. Get rid of the trigger so we know certainty what's there. And I would argue whatever the reduction is over the next 10 years, which is unknowable. We don't know right now. It's unknowable. Because it all has to do with the price of oil. But if we did know, who would you rather have it? And what do you think will be done with it? How will the money be used? Here's how I got my answer on this. Thought of it this morning. Who are all the people that are arguing against this change? They're the people that want more of the tax money. They want more of those dollars in Bismarck so they can go get them for their particular pet project. I don't want that. I want people who have it coming, number one, to have a lower burden in the form of the royalty owners, and number two, the companies, because guess what? They're not going to put it in the vacation fund. They're not going to buy more donuts for their employees and throw big parties. They're going to put it into rigs and do innovation to get maybe 9% of the oil out of the ground. And guess what? It ultimately will mean more for everyone, more for the state, more for the counties, more for the cities, more jobs, more housing, more infrastructure built. It's a win-win. I really believe that. Now, some might be cynical and say, well, then put it at zero. Get all that money. There's some impacts. They have to find a reasonable amount. Here's my deal. Oklahoma, Texas, our biggest competitors in shale, they're at 7. We're at 11.5. Does that make anybody proud? Only the people that are greedy for your money. Greg, traveling today and listening to What's on Your Mind. Tell me what's on yours, Greg.
Scott, these guys down at the state, they're a bunch of liars. They turn around and they say, we're giving you this property tax relief. Well, then last year they come around and say, hey, we got to reassess the property. My property tax doubled when they come out and reassess it. So when they turn around and give you a 12% property tax relief and you're paying $600 now, you're thinking, oh, boy, it's a big pat on my back. Now they turn around and double the value of the property, and the prices increase threefold.
Okay, why would your price? First of all, that's the state you have to blame. It's who assessed you? The county?
The township got an order from the county.
Yeah, okay. But what I'm saying is that you can't bark at the state for sending $850 million back. You got to bark to say why to go up. Now my question, why did it double? What was different about your property that it would double?
My property tax went from $840. Now it's going to be $1,690. But anyway, going back to this, the county said to reassess it because they got an order from the state to reassess it. So I appealed. Now I have to appeal at the county level. Then on June, I don't remember the exact date, June 3rd or something like that, I have to drive to Bismarck and appeal to the state court. So, yes, the state is behind it. Don't let these guys jerk you around on that. That's all this is.
I need to know more about your particular situation. But what I'm saying is, most people who say their property tax went up, it's because their property went up, and that means their valuation went up, and that isn't something you can blame the state for. Quite honestly, it's a good thing when your property value goes up. It's not a bad thing. But doubling, I'd be scratching my head. Why did your property double? What kind of property are we talking about here?
I got 10 acres out in the country, and they come out and they measured the house. They went through the house and looked at it and said there's been no improvements. But this house is valued at X number of dollars in the city. And I told him, I said, fine, you get a house mover, get it out of here. If you think it's worth that much, you drag it out of here. I'll put it on something else. But nobody's up to that challenge. But yet they come around and they say, nope, we're the authority. We're going to jack your property tax up.
Well, I would be willing to do this. Because I'm interested in the state role and demanding it and having to have you come to testify in Bismarck about it. If you hang on, a fellow by the name of Manny, who is the wonderful engineer for the program, will take your information. I'll give you a call. We'll try and help any way we can here. Appreciate the call, though. Thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tuesday's my favorite day. You get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the Farm Bureau. Craig, a farmer from Cavalier, talks about the busy time of juggling calving and spring work.
Things are very busy in our farm right now. We're still calving, although we're getting pretty close to wrapping up. It has gone very well. We've enjoyed the early spring weather as compared to other years. Along with that, we've also started planting yesterday, and I'm planting some silage corn today. Although we still have some work to do with equipment, so we're hoping to start planting wheat within a few days as well. Hopefully the weather stays warm and we can get at that. And as planting moves on, we'll roll right into AI and heifers and planting soybeans. And somewhere in there, we have to find time to vaccinate calves and also how all cow-calf fares in the past year. So there's always something to do.
No kidding. Life of a farmer and a rancher, always something to do. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Bringing ag home. We did get Greg's information. I'm going to dig into that a little bit. I had a call off the air and say, I know what's going on there. It's the process where, you know, when there's a big difference between the sales in a particular area and the assessed value, there's red flags, and then they have to, you know, single out a few folks to say, well, why is it this different? And, you know, generally, in his case, if he can say, hey, wait a minute, you're trying to assess me for this, there's no way I could sell it for that, then that fixes itself. But the vast majority of the time, it's just one sort of slip through the cracks. We'll dig into this because I know this is an issue that is near and dear to a lot of the hearts. John and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, if the people don't want taxes, they shouldn't vote for a jail to be built. That they didn't need to, even Mark Armstrong said that.
Well, you know, this happens a lot, John, and that's a good point. I mean, folks that are saying, hey, where's my property tax relief? You look and say, okay, well, there was a school vote there. Again, you know, I applaud the fact that these votes happen, so you have a say, but, you know, when you're saying we want them and then wonder why taxes go up, it's a fair point. Appreciate your call. I promised I would share the testimony of Ron Nelson. I don't have a lot of time left, so I'll try and get to as much of it as possible, who is not able to join us, just so you understand where the industry is coming from and being neutral on what currently is proposed here on the finance and tax side. And, you know, the North Dakota Petroleum Council is the voice for about 500 companies directly employing about 65,000 employees in North Dakota in every, you know, oil and gas and pipelines and transportation and consulting and legal work and the oil field service activities, and there's a whole bunch. They are neutral on this legislation, HB 1476. They did provide an amendment to the current version, which did not pass the House. It'll be, I'm sure, be offered in the Senate today, and because they support a flat, predictable oil tax rate for North Dakota. Here's the testimony I think we ought to pay attention to. It's hard to imagine that a $40 billion industry in North Dakota has no idea what their tax rate will be 40 days from today. That's, well, I'm not going to give any commentary. I'm going to read his testimony. Under today's law, the big trigger is a 130% swing in the tax rate, and all existing wells are reduced to 9%. That's about $76 million per month at $40 a barrel. How can you plan with that on the horizon? House Bill 1476, as drafted, is merely a revenue insurance policy for the state of North Dakota on the backs of oil producers and mineral owners. Over the course of the last 7 years, the Bakken has seen a lot. These initial years of the play brought intense exploration activity during a period of high prices and excitement and leaseholds that had to be drilled. We quickly began to learn the Bakken was a world-class play. It's also brought many challenges, some difficulty and costly ones. The exploration phase of the Bakken is over. We've learned that although the Bakken is a huge resource with large reserves, we've also been humbled and reminded these last few months that oil is still a commodity. Our rig count dropped exactly 50% in less than 4 months, and thousands of jobs have been lost. The consequences of the low prices and the big trigger going on now amounts to billions of dollars in revenue, not a few million as in the pre or early Bakken days. While technology has dramatically changed the ability to recover oil, the price of the commodity will always fluctuate, and there is nothing in today's world that suggests this won't be the case in the future. When the big trigger became law in 1987, it stayed on until 2004, and the effective tax rate was around 7.2%. Again, the exploration phase is over. We now enter the developmental phase, which will be a period in our state's history lasting several decades, and despite the current price situation, long-term, the development phase, if managed well, will ensure prosperity for the state for decades and beyond. The development phase brings new challenges. It will require new ideas and consistent long-term strategies to manage this world-class play. What is the development phase? What are some of the challenges and solutions, and what does it all mean to the state of North Dakota? Well, quickly, the development phase is leases held, multi-well pad drilling, potentially thousands more wells in production over the course of 30 years or more, continued technological advancements allowing for even greater increased recovery of oil, continued technological advancements in health, safety, and protection of our environment, infrastructure expansion, pipelines, processing facilities, housing, roads, water, etc. What are the challenges in the development phase? Capital intensive. can't meet the infrastructure expansions or the necessary technological advancements without continued and massive amounts of capital investment. Competition with other plays and states with lower taxes over the same capital investment. Regulatory costs, weather in the Bakken, high transportation costs, high taxes, unpredictable tax rates, i.e., and long-term oil prices. You don't really know. What does the industry need for the development phase going forward? A little bit of stability. I'm not going to get to all of this, but this is a great debate and one we need to have. I hope in the Senate today they recognize, let's do good policy. Set the politics aside. That'll sort itself out. Get to good policy. To be continued. 2 o'clock in the Senate today in the House, or rather the Senate Finance and Tax Committee, and we'll chat about it tomorrow, plus our talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. God bless you folks. Got to go. Thanks for listening. You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mention my name, you buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.